PMS.
Poetry music scene.
Poetry music scene. Chicago. 2012. PMS. Issue number 4.
Hello and welcome to the PMS issue 4, summer of 2012, edited and hosted by Dubravka Juraga and me, Snežana Žabić. This issue brings 5 Chicago poets and music from around the world.
We didn't get enough of Paul Martinez Pampa last time, so we not only brought him back, but invited 2 of his talented students, Anai Gante and Kai Ford, to also read their poems. We are equally happy that Anthony Madrid and Roger Reeves lend their voices and poems for the first time to PMS.
The music portion of the show is supplied by The Bastard from Austin, Nana Cherry and The Thing from Sweden, local acts The Agents of Change and Real Drugs, The Dead Milkman from Philly, Winnebagoes of Death from Toronto, and the Scottish singing sensation David Atchison.
Paul Martinez Pampa will open today's show with commercial break, followed by The Bastard's song Recycling.
My name is Paul Martinez Pampa, and this poem is titled Commercial Break. Are your images inefficient? Is your diction bland? Are you tired of writing poetry that simply does not work? If you answered yes to any of these questions, consider what a Mexican can do for you. Strategically placed, a Mexican will stimulate and fire up your drab white poem. Here at Pretty White Poetry, we have an inventory of Mexicans in all shades of brown. Need an authentic indigenous tone? Try our mud brown Indian Mexican. Your audience will taste the lust in Montezuma's loins as they devour your lines. Want a little spice, but not too much pepper? A pale brown Spanish concentrated Mexican is the perfect touch. Maria, tortilla, mango, trabajo. Just a sample of the hundreds of exotic words on sale, waiting to decorate your verse. Even Hispanic poets sprinkle our Latin lingo into their writing. If our selection brings authenticity to their work, imagine what it can do for yours. Just listen to what happens to the following image after being pumped with a little Espanol. First, the standard stanza. Grandma at the stove, her skin shiny. The wind pulls bacon and eggs to my nose as I enter the house. And now, supercharged with cultura. Abuelita at the comal. Her skin like café con leche. The wind pulls huevos con chorizo to my nose as I enter the casita. Pretty White Poetry understands the difficulty of crafting well-paced rhythmic lines, so we've imported salsa-smooth Puerto Rican vernacular to make your diction dance and your syntax sway. Don't worry about mixing Mexican and Puerto Rican imagery. Most readers won't know the difference. Trouble with line breaks? Our Mexicans specialize in knowing exactly where it's safe to break a line. After all, that's how they get into the country in the first place. Pretty White Poetry deals exclusively with docile, safe language. Our words are edgy, but never make liberal white readers uncomfortable. That means more publishing opportunities for you. And our Mexicans are cheap, but always high quality. For here at PWP, our motto is, if your poem has Mexicans, you know it's gonna work.
Repurposing everything, always recycling. Newspapers and magazines, plastic jugs and batteries. Cell phones and tin cans, rusty old frying pans, scratched and cracked seats. It helps to put my mind at ease, constantly recycling. I see no need for all this waste to be taking up all the space. I put it into the bin, send it off so that it can be made into a new product like a tobacco coffee cup. I've not been paid a single dime for my resources or time, and I suppose I recycle aluminum or whatever metals. Why would it be part of the gray when we can take a paper plate and put some expensive magic?
That was The Bastard, and this next block features poets Anahi Gante and Kai Ford, paired with Nana Cherry and the Things' Cashback, and Curses by Real Drugs.
My name's Anahi Gante, and this is Zoológico de Morelia. He couldn't stop smiling as he pushed his mother in her wheelchair. That same morning, she had used me to hold her body up, the last hug I'll ever give her. As hard as I tried, I couldn't share my father's sentiment. It had been 7 years since I last saw them, but it took less than that to misplace their faces and the recounted stories they bombarded me with. On the way there, they tried to tell me who I was, over the loud bangs of children begging the Illinois license plate for money. I worked hard to assimilate, but now I was forced to pull every layer off Uncle Sam off of me. I couldn't play along anymore. When I saw the bald eagle trapped to the floor by a rusty chain, a crime in the States. I didn't want to conceal my patriotic tears. They had to know that I wanted to go home. "You're being rude to my family," were my father's comforting words. No one seemed fazed by my intention. All I'd done was become a punchline, the American girl with a nopal on her forehead. I yearned for the day I'd set foot on the post-9/11 airport. We had fooled with our passports, and be back to the country I cried for, the country that owes me nothing. And this is Lulu's lament. Forgive your mother. Her decision isn't a reflection of her love. Toughen up. Feel flattered she thought you an adult, but find a man and you won't have to worry. Don't question his motives. Be proud he's an narc. Stand by him when his antics send your father to jail. Dry your tears when cancer trapped his soul in the clink. Take his punches with stride. You were out of line. Your daughter shouldn't have gotten in the way. Her bruises will heal. You're a grandma now, at 35. Your daughter is with the king. Why worry? Change of plans. He's got a hit on him. They'll have to work it out in Mexico. Hope the youngest will restore pride. She's independent like you. A strong, resilient girl. Deprived of a childhood, role model older sister, absent father, you're a grandmother again. Don't try to break the cycle. You should have known by now. It's stronger than you. This is what Lulu was told when abandoned at 14.
Be like I always wanted, pictures in the mail. magazines might seem more certain, but somewhere in between the lines, there's no plain reading, and you know that's why you put scales on me. My soul returnable, exchangeable, impressionable. My price tag sealed by date, replaceable like vegetables. I think I'm built to last, can change your past, it was a blast. They think you're losing time, you realign. You treat me like cash back. You eat me for breakfast when you feed me. Cash back, you spend me, you check.
My name is Kai Ford, and this piece is titled Human Bean. Coffee. Dark, bold roast. 100,000 beans, but only one transgender. Standing alone, nailed to a cross, with his identity left unknown. Right above his heart, a chiseled cut reveals that he was born a she, the incisions bound together by tissue underneath, where the caffeine sleeps beneath. Inside of his shell, internalized social construction, 2-cent brown paper bag packed to fit the binary. Pour him in, grind him up, slice him until it's comfortable. Soak him only in testosterone. Keep drowning the rest in that purified water. Brew him just like the other's refreshment so he can be poured back into society, tasted, swallowed, and absorbed. And this piece is titled, My Name Is. My name was Holly Shalane. I came from Utopia. I worked in a factory there. Every soul that I met when I altered at the gate said, hello, what's your name? And I said, my name is Kai Shane. I come from the land of no man. I slave as a gladiator there. Every witness that I meet when I exit the arena says, hey, what's your name? And I say, my name is Kai Ford. I come from the divided states. I fight for my freedom there.
This, I have to say this because it's going to sound pretentious. I was the most intelligent person I've ever known.
You heard Real Drugs' song, Curses. What follows are poems by Anthony Madrid and Roger Reeves, with a song, Hideous, by the Agents of Change, sandwiched in between.
My name's Anthony Madrid. The poem is called, At Night There Are Millions of Suns. At night there are millions of suns, in the daytime only one. Like with so many things, we adore the light that happens to be nearest. Dust, which takes root on vacancy, is the unacknowledged substrate of all the monosyllabic things in human nature. They cannot deny you water, but they can deny you every kindness, and this is why I prefer, and more than prefer, to live in a state of thirst. To teach is to go back in time. To learn is to visit the future, but to stand there like a mule, not a thought in your head, that's living in the moment. I was wrong to ask your opinion when all I wanted was praise. You were wrong to take a tone of patient instruction. We have a tradition in our poetry that babies give off light. Actually, the naked human body gives off darkness. The poem says Adam went to sleep and his father played doctor. True enough, but at that point the chronology goes astray. The correct sequence should be sleep, strange dream, and woman out of nowhere, and only then does the ungainly rib find its way out of Adam's side. Indeed, the magic wand thing is always on backwards. You touch a thing with the wand, yes, but it's you who are magically changed. Oh, when I die, cut a hole in my foot and let all the water run out of me. Then at my funeral, you can take me out and strike me on the side of the box.
Yeah. Come on now, hideous, that's my description of a system that avoids humanoids, solely based on their lineage. Insidious, the method that's employed by the system. So vicious, money for the banks, but not for the city kids. Unreal images of prettiness, my homegirl's gone, smashing all the itty bits. I pass them a hammer and a split full of sticky shit. The damage so glam, no question if they hit or miss. Yeah, yeah, we're in a predicament. It's gonna be a challenge to reverse the condition. In a history of lies, since I heard the equivalent, I've grown up, I learned to subvert the official script. Yeah, but I'm more not a brilliant, so most of us are acting like some goddamn idiots. A rich and powerful, always acting that villainous. This lesson isn't when you're gonna find in the syllabus. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hideous. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, come on. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hideous. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hideous. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hideous. Trying to get you heard of this merciless person. It's dispersed with the superfluous. With the burst of my mercy, with your right day. Now it's like great type bang. With a circle might play in the rain, right page after page. Cast a chapter crafted with an act to cast a flame on shade. But your cats might graze on the curd of complacency. I nudge you impatiently to come to and wake up, please. I won't ask twice. Speak softly, they can hear us. I got bugs in my skin, a plug from the thugs. But I shrug and I grin. Took a war of the worlds, my rugged torn of furls. When I slung my lot so subtle, syllabic sword in your pearls. Fuck the nicest of amenities. It seems our culture has a crisis of identity. I'm getting ready for the fight that is ahead of me. I'm getting ready for the fight that is ahead of me, this shit is fucking hideous. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hideous. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, come on. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hideous. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hideous. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hideous. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, come on. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hitting it. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, yes. H-I-T-E-O-U-S, hitting it.
My name is Roger Reeves. Before diagnosis, the lake is dead for a second time this January. And no matter how many geese lay their warm breast against the ice or fly across its hard chest, it doesn't break or sink or open up and swallow them. The ice is frozen water. There is no metaphor for exile. Even if these trees continue to shake the crows from their branches, my sister is still farther away from her mind than we are from each other, sitting on opposite ends of a park bench, waiting for the evening to swallow us whole. And the last moments of a depressive, a son. And the last moments of a son, my sister says a man is chasing a goose through the snow. And this poem is called Someday I'll Love Roger Reeves. And it's the line comes out of Frank O'Hare. He had this line in a poem where he said, someday I'll love Frank O'Hare. And so I decided to start a poem that way. So someday I'll love Roger Reeves. Until then, let us have our gods and short prayers. our obligations, our thigh bone connected to our knee bone, our dissections and our swans, our legs gashed upon a barbed wire fence, and our heels tucked behind a lover's knees. Let us have a stalk of sugar cane to suck, and another to tear our backs with what it knows of disaster and the tadpole's folly. Let us have mistakes and fish willing to come to a bell rung across a body of water. Let us have our drawbridges and our moats, our heavens no higher than a pile of dried leaves. Let us have irrelevance and a scalpel, a dislocated ankle and 3 more miles to run, a plastic bottle to hold nothing but last names and a chill. If none of this will be remembered, then let us keep speaking with tongues light as screen doors clapping shut on a child's finger. For this is love, to press one frame against another, and when something like a finger is found between this pressing, to press nevertheless. For this is our obligation. Let us forget our obligations. For this is love. Let us forget our love. Our eyelids' needs for beginnings and ends and blood are coils of hunger that turn another into dried honey on our hands. And what if this goes on forever? Our hours, our drafts and fragments, our blizzards and our cancers. Then let us hold each other toward heaven and forget that we were once made of flesh, that this is the fall our gods refuse to clean with fire or water.
That was Roger Reeves, who we already love. The next block opens with Can't Relax by the Dead Milkmen, followed by another poem by Paul Martinez Pompa. We'll then hear Winnebagoes of Death and their track War Games.
Four-letter words can have two meanings. Love, bleep, and bleep to name a few. Sometimes it's something that you're feeling. Other times it's something that you do. Sometimes life is a puzzle with all the pieces on the floor, and they don't seem to fit together. But then the pieces become a door.
Martinez Pompa, and this poem is called Manifesto. A specter is haunting the suburbs, the specter of illegal aliens. All the powers of suburbia, including Republican jingoists, village trustees, and a few Hispanics suffering an identity crisis, have entered into a holy alliance to rid this specter. Now it is time that illegals, openly in the face of the gringos, publish their views, their aims, their tendencies, and meet this nursery tale of the specter of illegal aliens with a manifesto of the party itself. 1. Yes, it is true. Cuando hablamos español, we are talking about you. How to lower your property values, how to raise your car insurance premiums, how to steal your children, drag them across the border, and sniff them. The blander the better. We're tired of arroz con pollo. We want arroz con anglo. 2. Do you really think it's fertilizer we spread over your lawns? No, it's ozone killer. That's right, the hole in the ozone layer can be traced directly back to us. Traffic jams, drug addiction, gingivitis, all our doing. We've conspired with the federal government to divert your taxes into our coffers. 3. We don't want your wives. We want Califas, Arizona, and just for the hell of it, Iowa. Soon you will wake to the ruckus of reggaeton, the boom of banda, the clatter of millions of little brown feet invading your schools wherein anyone caught learning English will be charged with treason and deported. Illegals of all countries, unite.
Now I can buy back to
My name is Ana Gigante, and this is What Did She See in Him? A vision from Spain marries a burnt churro from the pueblo. They would give birth to my grandfather, a man I never knew, but was destined to never want his mulatto nose. You line his children and grandchildren up, and they become the unofficial chart of shades of Mexican, all dating back to Jane Smith meeting her Pocahontas.
We would like to thank all our contributors, my brother Stanislav and his little lighthouse for providing space for PMS, and all our listeners.
David Atchison's song Shut Up and Kiss Me will appropriately close this issue of Poetry Music Scene Chicago of summer 2012.
Happy summer
from Dubrovka
and Snežana.
Perfect.
Pretty White Poetry understands the difficulty of crafting well-paced, rhythmic lines. Should I just restart that sentence?
Yeah. Let's just restart, and then I'll cut it. Yeah.
Pretty.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Up and kiss me. Sometimes I think just shut up and kiss me. Yes, you're smart, even smarter than most, but still dumb enough to miss all the signals. And here am I in my tightest t-shirt, just making it easy for you to seduce me, for you to seduce me, please. Sometimes I think just shut up and dance with me. Sometimes I think just shut up and dance with me. Yes, I love what you say about cinema and what the postmodern has done to the novel, but you should know around now on a Friday, as much as I love you, all that I want, well, I want you to show and not tell, for you to seduce me, please.